Praised be Jesus and Mary. A trust in God's providence enabled Saint Theodore Guérin to leave her homeland, sail halfway around the world, and found a new religious congregation. Her life was shattered by her father's murder when she was 15 years old. And for several years, she cared for her mother and younger sister. Then she entered the Sisters of Providence in 1823, taking the name Sister Theodore. An illness during her novitiate left her with a lifelong fragile health. But you know, that didn't keep her from becoming an accomplished teacher. At the invitation of the Bishop of Vincennes, she and five sisters were sent in 1840 to St. Mary of the Woods, Indiana, to teach and to care for the sick poor. She was to establish a mother house and novitiate. And only later did she learn that her French superiors had already decided the sisters in the United States should form a new religious congregation under her leadership. She and her community persevered despite fires and crop failures, prejudice against Catholic women religious, misunderstandings, and separation from their original religious congregation. But, you know, she once told her sisters, "Have confidence in the providence that has so far never failed us." And another time she asked, you know, with Jesus, what shall we have to fear? If you want to know what occupied her time besides establishing the Academy of St. Mary of the Woods at Terre Haute, which, by the way, was the first Catholic women's liberal arts college in the United States. She also established schools at Jasper, St. Mary of the Woods Village, Vincennes, Montgomery, Madison, Terre Haute, Fort Wayne, Evansville, North Madison, Lanceville, and Columbus, all in Indiana, and St. Francisville in Illinois. She founded an orphanage for girls and one for boys in Vincennes, Indiana, opened pharmacies where medicines were dispensed free to the poor at Vincennes and St. Mary of the Woods. She oversaw the construction of a mother house for the sisters, and several additions to the academy. And after all that, God called her home May 14th, 1856. She's buried in the Church of the Immaculate Conception in St. Mary of the Woods. She was beatified on October 25th, 1998 by St. John Paul II, and was canonized by Pope Benedict XVI on October 15th, 2006. During his homily at the Beatification Mass, St. John Paul II said that Blessed Mother Theodore, you know, continues to teach Christians to abandon themselves to the providence of our Heavenly Father, and to be totally committed to doing what pleases Him. You know, the life of Blessed Theodore Guérin is a testimony that everything is possible with God and for God. And we sometimes forget that everything that happens in our life is within God's providence, that nothing just happens by accident. And it's there to build our trust. It's there to give us opportunities to grow in one virtue or another, opportunities to deepen our relationship with God. So let us pray to St. Theodore today, who's the principal patron of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and ask her to have us, that we may have that complete abandonment to divine providence.